We have watched over and over as the city does the same thing that we are, that has gotten the Chicago Department of Police and the city administration under investigation by the Department of Justice. I think that Mayor Michael Hancock is following in the footsteps of his friend Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
He's
yeah.
collaborating with the sheriff and with the police to make sure that this stays under wraps. There is a cover-up, just like in the killing of Laquan McDonald, where as soon as that man died, we knew what happened. There has been a cover-up here in Denver.
Right.
We refuse to wait for over a year, as the people of Chicago and the family of Laquan McDonald had to, for the video to be released and for the investigation to come clean.
Yes.
We demand that this city come clean today. We cannot follow in those footsteps of Chicago any longer. We have to be the ones who stand up and start to shift this situation in this city, and that shift belongs, the onus for making that shift belongs to Mayor Michael Hancock, to the manager of safety, Stephanie O'Malley,
yes.
to the district attorney, Mitch Morrissey,
yes.
and to Sheriff
Furman.
We need these people to stand up and hold the people responsible for Michael Marshall's death accountable,
yes.
and to show us the transparency that they continue to promise us. But we have seen that those promises continue to be empty. This has to change today.
Yes.
And that is why I'm here to call on the Department of Justice, just as they did in Chicago when it became so clear that that police department has been so corrupted, that the city has been collaborating with the cover-up. We need you here.
Yes.
Department of Justice, we want you to come investigate the Denver Police Department, yes. the Denver
That's
Sheriff's
right.
Department,
right.
and the city,
right.
and the Office of the Office of Safety, because we have no more confidence.
Yes.
None.
Yes.